This I believe. It has been said, and in disturbing truth, that this is a materialistic age. But material things, in their own right and in their place, are as vital to survival as spiritual shelter. The trick, perhaps, is to strike a balance. Philip P. Sharpless, of St. David's, Pennsylvania, is a mechanical and chemical engineer who has learned to weigh carefully the values of life. He now strikes his balance.
I have several basic convictions which, as time goes on, seem to help me more and more in the solving of the problems I encounter from day to day. The one I feel surest of, and the one which is probably most helpful to me, is my belief on the subject of happiness. It is a basic desire of mine, as I suppose it is with everyone, to have a happy life. I believe that my success in this respect will depend entirely on myself, and not on the many uncontrollable external influences and situations which are usually referred to as fate or luck. There are two fundamental elements which support this conviction, two elements which I have found most important in attaining this basic desire of happiness. The first is my personal attitude toward life. This is tied directly to the second element, which is a genuine interest in doing things for other people. I remember a time some 15 years ago when life for me was pretty much clouded with gloom. Instead of doing anything positive about it, I was disposed rather to wait for a change from the outside, to wait for certain things to happen that I considered essential to make me a happier person. I mentioned this to my mother. She told me it wouldn't do me any good to wait. She said nothing would bring me happiness so long as it was myself alone that I was most concerned about. People, she explained simply, are happy only when their primary concern is doing things for other people. This idea has been developing with me for many years, and I am now convinced that it is true. There is a state of well-being and inner satisfaction I get from making a small contribution to the happiness of others that I can get in no other way. I am no longer worried that I'll be made unhappy by bad luck or by not having all the things I want. Some of the things that I want most I may never get, but I will be happy nevertheless, and more so for the efforts I shall make in trying to attain these goals. It is good for me to have my sights set high enough so that there is always something more to work for. I find I have quite many diverse interests in life, and the ones I enjoy most are the ones which involve other people. Fortunately, I have a very interesting job. In addition, I have a constructive hobby which involves designing and building in my workshop at home all sorts of things, from racing motorboats and cars to salad bowls and jewel boxes. More than half the things I turn out I make for other people, and I enjoy most of all the work I put in on these. I'm finding that my happiness varies in direct proportion to what I do for others and is affected to a much lesser degree by what fame, fortune, and Lady Luck might be doing to me. I am well aware that as I grow older, I must assume more and more the responsibility for the appearance of my face. It can be disagreeable or pleasant as I choose, depending on whether I make my life a sad or a happy one. I try to remember that this face will someday be an informal sketch of my personality, if it is not already, a dead giveaway for everyone to see. Few people have succeeded in hiding unhappiness or discontent behind a pleasant face. If I have an unhappy life, I know it will mold my face and character in a way not to be admired, and I will hold only myself to blame. There are few things in this world today over which I am able to exert any real influence or control. I am very thankful that my own personal happiness is one of them.
You have heard the views of Philip P. Sharpless, a young Pennsylvania research engineer who can measure centrifugal force and analyze the contents of a test tube, but who knows that the complicated formula of human behavior is one of the most challenging problems of all.